I'm Jim Lippert, and this time for Apostasy's Science and Skepticism segment, I'm going to talk to you about three one-word titled books, Stiff, Spook, and Bonk. In 2003, author Mary Roach published the book Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers, which went to the top of the bestseller lists and stayed there. It might seem odd that a book about dead bodies would be a bestseller, but Mary Roach wrote a book that was hilariously funny without being overly macabre or disgusting, while also being remarkably informative and educational. In Stiff, you'll learn about the body farm at the University of Tennessee run by Dr. Bill Bass, how bodies are used for impact testing in automobile crashes, what dead bodies can tell you about airplane crashes, the process of organ recovery from beating heart cadavers, the survival of severed heads via guillotine and transplantation, mummies, and cannibals. Skeptics and atheists will particularly enjoy as she points out the flaws in Dr. Pierre Barbet's studies of crucifixion that were found by Frederick Zugibe. Barbet claimed that crucifixion causes a relatively quick death by suffocation and attempted to argue for the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin based on patterns of blood flow. But Zugibe's subjects had no difficulty breathing when in a crucifixion position, and he refuted Barbet's claims about blood flow patterns on the Shroud. The book is filled with amusing asides and footnotes, all of which are well worth your time, as they are often extremely funny, as well as interesting. It's witty, irreverent, informative, and amusing. Mary Roach followed up Stiff in 2005 with Spook, Science Tackles the Afterlife, which is even more clearly a book of interest for skeptics. With the same sense of humor, frequent use of interesting asides and footnotes, and a strong skepticism, she looks at attempts to apply science to the question of life after death. Spook covers experiments designed to locate a soul and find out what happens when you die. She looks at studies of reincarnation by Ian Stevenson and Kurti Rawat, the attempts to weigh the body at the time of death and see if it loses weight by Duncan McDougall, attempts to X-ray the soul by Arthur Godspeed. She went to Cambridge University and looked at the sample of Helena Duncan's vaginally extruded ectoplasm from the archives of the Society for Psychical Research, which she describes as a 10-foot by 3-foot piece of cotton fabric. She talks to Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona about his tests with Alison Dubois, who inspired the TV series Medium, and points out the criticisms of them by University of Oregon psychologist and fellow of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, Ray Hyman. She visits spiritualists, looks at electronic voice phenomena, or EVP, and tries out the God helmet of Laurentian University psychologist Michael Persinger, and correctly expresses more skepticism about his work than some skeptics have. She looks at a couple of cases of claimed ghosts, at Warwick Castle in England and the ghost of James Chaffin in North Carolina, and she looks at studies of near-death experiences. In the end, she is open-mindedly skeptical. She ends by saying, "The debunkers are probably right, but chooses to believe in ghosts anyway because it's more fun." Earlier this year, Roach published a third book with a one-word main title, Bonk, The Curious Coupling of Science and Sex. Like her two previous books, this one is also filled with amusing footnotes and interesting asides. Bonk begins with a look at the work of early collectors of information about sex. Albert R. Schadl, who researched the sexuality of small woodland creatures, the collection of sexual histories taken by gynecologist Robert Latou Dickinson in the late 19th and 20th century, John B. Watson's collection of information about sexual arousal collected from a 19-year-old student, Rosalie Rayner, with whom he was having an affair, and the research of Alfred Kinsey and William Masters and Virginia Johnson. She describes the dildo camera, the personal pelvic viewer, and the sex machines photographed by Timothy Archibald. Roach reports on the research of Princess Marie Bonaparte on the location of the clitoris and probability of female orgasm from intercourse. Women whose clitorises are closer to their urethras are more likely to achieve orgasm from intercourse. If the distance is less than the width of your thumb, you're more likely to come. She visits Denmark to interview researchers who are studying the artificial insemination of pigs to see if female pigs which have orgasms are more likely to become pregnant. Apparently, orgasm does make them more fertile. She and her husband volunteer to become test subjects for MRI imaging of coitus by Dr. Jing Deng at University College London's Medical School. She looks at studies of impotence and attempts to correct it through surgery, drugs, and implants. In a chapter titled The Testicle Pushers, If Two Are Good, Would Three Be Better?, she discusses the quack surgeries and research of G. Frank Leidston, Leo Stanley, Sergei Voronoff, and John R. Brinkley, who implanted testicles of animals or dead humans, with a side discussion of Greg Miller's Nuticles product, fake testicle implants for neutered dogs. Pelvic exercises, penile implants, clitoral suction devices, and vibrators are discussed in some detail, and she looks at the neurophysiology of orgasm to understand how those with spinal damage who can't feel anything below the waist may nonetheless be capable of experiencing orgasm, and even the brain dead may have physical orgasms without the experience. Female arousal, the role of hormones, and what are the factors involved in great sex fill out the final chapters of the book. I highly recommend all three of these books, Stiff, Spook, and Bonk. You'll laugh, you'll groan, and you'll learn something new.